Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're trying to figure out how good this team is. Maybe we don't have to figure out how good it is now.
Well, they're perfect, 53.
That's one way to look at it.
Okay, and it's all how you look at life, man. But they're 3-0. Again, we had the rat on the table. Is Purdy going to play? Is Brock Purdy going to play against Jacksonville? But what if I told you real quick, Stoney? In a crazy world, I do care, but I don't care because they got a viable backup quarterback. Well, That's one thing we've learned.
Well, if you say they've got a viable backup quarterback, then that means you should be less impressed with the wins from the backup because he's the best backup in football, and Kyle Shanahan's great at coaching that guy.
But to Ross Tucker, I keep bringing Ross up.
Because he won with Garoppolo.
When you win with the backup quarterback, it's almost like a bonus win because you're not supposed to normally in the NFL, you know? That drop-off is so, you know, humongous. But in this case, I'm starting to think, I'm just saying, Mac Steiner, he was a starter. He's not an old dude. He's not an old head. He's throwing the ball. And something I came up with before you go yesterday, because I was just mesmerized about, man, 80 pass attempts. So that's 40 each game around for Mac Jones. But I looked at Seattle. That box score, Stoney, your boy threw it around the yard, Brock Purdy, 35 times. So maybe that was an indication that this run game is not where it needs to be. So this is not a trust issue or Kyle showing more trust in Mac Jones and his arm than he is Brock. And we talked about it at the crossover. Brock threw it 35 times. So I'm just saying, had he been in these last two games, maybe he's throwing it around still 80 times in two.
This is from Rich Alexander on the YouTube chat. That's dumb, Steiny. Backups are never supposed to win.
And that's
not true.
I ain't calling you dumb.
We say it all the time that if a backup quarterback's got to play for you three or four games, you know, can you win a couple of them to kind of keep you in the fight? And he's won the two games that he's quarterbacked. So but you know what? Like, that to me, like, they get credit for that. The 49ers get credit for winning with a backup quarterback, but I also tie that win into Kyle Shanahan.
Like, no doubt.
That's what he can do. He can make an offense look good even when they don't have all their starters, and that's what he did, and that's a big reason why they won that game.
Let me read this to you from my critics, Dottie. Austin in San Jose. Guru, what is a bonus win? Backups are paid to win games as well. Is pro football guru Mariota did his job, so what? The so what is how many seasons have been lost, Austin, when backup quarterbacks had to take over for the starter, and you know right away, oh boy, this is too big of an ask.
I mean, in fairness.
I'm just saying real quick, Mariota, I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him if Daniels was out for the year, but I'm looking at Mac Jones in a Kyle Shanahan system, Austin, and I'm thinking I would, hey, it might not work. But what I've seen through two games and two wins is they might have a chance to keep this thing steady.
I guess my question is, how many games is Mariota going to play?
Gotcha.
Before the starter comes back.
But even if he had to play nine, Steiny,
And you know what? And I'll say this. If Mac Jones has to play eight more games, the next eight games.
With a Kyle, though. With Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, but I still say they'd pay the price for that.
Mm. Wow. Nick Foles on line one,
like,
right?
I think they would win fewer games if Mac Jones quarterbacked the rest of the year than Brock Purdy. Mm. So, but Purdy's doing his job right now.
Mac, you mean?
Yes. Mac Jones is. Let's go to Devin's in an Uber. Hey, Devin, how you doing, man?
Hey, gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing well.
I wanted to speak on the eye test. See, now I got to be realistic, Jeremy. This is strictly for the delusional fans out there, not for the true ones, right? All right. If we look, first of all, getting a dub in anything is the goal, right? So salute to them winning, regardless, right? But there are fans that truly believe this 3-0 is the same 3-0 as the Bills, right? If we put them together, we know what's going to happen. Like, we got to be serious, right? The Bills 3-0 screams, uh-oh, this is a Super Bowl team, right? Like, potentially, right?
Right.
The Niners 3-0 is, well, this is nice. You know, we're missing guys. Yay, hip, hip, hooray. It's not the same. And it's okay to understand that, right? Like, it's not to diminish what the Niners are doing. It's nice. It's cute. It's cool, right? They're halfway to what they had last year. So I think that it's an improvement, right? And when we talk like that, and then what we'll say is, like, I hate people trying to dismiss the favorable schedule. Like that's nothing, you know? Like, that is something, you know? And because if you're the person that says, well, it is the same 3-0 as the Buffalo Bills, like, well, are we not looking at who the Bills are playing, you know, and what they're doing to who they're playing? Like, they're dropping 40 a week. You see what I'm saying? And the Niners are lucky, you know, to escape off with the 16 points. You know, like, it's okay to win, but it's different. And that's all I'm saying. And honestly, it doesn't mean they won't make the playoffs. They could very well make the playoffs, you know, scraping by. What I'm wondering, though, and I think the real question, right, the reason why we're asking if there's an eye test, if and when they get to the playoffs, are they going to get manhandled? Or your guys, or for Niner fans, and before I go, this is a concluder, right? Niner fans, are you comfortable, right? Even with your starter, are you comfortable going into the playoffs? You guys expect a Super Bowl run? Not saying you're going to win a Super Bowl, but are you guys – what are the expectations with what you guys are seeing? Because I see one and done out of the playoffs, right? But I love you guys. You know, thank you.
Back at you.
Appreciate it, Devin.
Sorry, real quick. My goal for the Niners on what I thought without the injuries was making the playoffs.
With the injuries, with everything that's happened, I still think that should be the goal, and that's realistic. And Devin, that's kind of the way I'm looking at it, too. Like, I don't believe this team has a – like, I would say right now, if you told me the Niners win the division at 10-7 and get beat in their first playoff game, I think that would have been a really good year. Now, everybody's going to say, well, you know, if you get to the playoffs, and that's the thing. Like, if they get to the playoffs and do some damage, well, then they got action, obviously. I don't think not just for this year, but for the foreseeable future. So my expectations are they can make the playoffs. After that, I really don't expect much. But I'll bet you right now, if I told or I said to 49ers, would you take a playoff appearance? Just a playoff appearance right now. I think a lot of them would say no. Not just that. And I don't, that's an optimistic fan. I get that. But that would surprise me.
But now, with the loss of Bosa, one would think it's going to be more difficult. So if you got to the second round in the playoffs, forget winning or losing. I mean, that's a hell of a season to me with this young defense and the loss of Bosa when you just put that there. But nothing we say, and I'm not mad at the conversation at all, but nothing we say today or do, Stani, is going to change the data. We need more. I'm going Fizdale. Take that for data. We need more data to find out if this team can sustain what they are and where they're going to end up. But if this team, without Bosa now, moving forward can get to the playoffs, I think that's a win.
I think it is too. I'm just wondering if that's enough for certain 49er fans. What do you got, Kenny?
Yeah, I was just listening, and it's funny because Devin brought up, like, what if the Bills and the Niners were to square off right now? It would look different from that 3-0 team to the Niners 3-0. And it's interesting because I saw a tweet that Greg Allman, he's the Fox NFL reporter, one of the Fox NFL reporters, he put out an interesting tweet. He said the opponent records for the 6 3-0 NFL teams, right? So that's the combined record for the opponents that those 3-0 teams have faced. The Colts have, it's 1-8. The Bucks 1-8, the Bills 1-8, the Chargers 3-6, the Eagles 4-5, and the Niners 4-5.
Mm.
So if you're looking at it that way, they faced better opponents than those other 3-0 teams, aside from the Eagles.
No, I love that. And Kenny, I'm not being rude. I'm just doing my Steiny. What if I said, Steiny, I don't care about that. That guy went and got that data. Because when you say that, are fans supposed to feel different or guilty or not that excited about the 3-0? The 3-0 is a 3-0. That's all I'm telling you. So, Kenny, that's all I'm focused on, and I think that's all obviously the Niners are, but I'm not sitting here, and I hadn't taken a call. We hadn't taken a call where Niner fans were headed to the Super Bowl, because that would be stupid to say that after 3 weeks. But nobody picked – well, Vegas had them the 8th. Best chance to go to the Super Bowl before the season started. But all that is to do what Harry feels in his guts, Donnie. This team is not that good. He might be right, but he can't be right until 4 or 5 more weeks until they're 3-5 or 3-4.
Yeah, you know,
but today they're undefeated.
They're undefeated, but they're still the same team. Like, they're undefeated. They're 3-0, and you won't be able to take that away from them.
Right.
But it's every fan's right to have the prerogative of, we're 3-0, but we're not a 3-0 team. We're a little fortunate, so we got a long way to go. We're not that good.
Well, I think that to the point, though, is that, you know, the better teams that we think are better than the Niners, they haven't faced anybody that's of worth compared to what the Niners have done. They faced 2-1 teams. They've beaten 2-1 teams, with the one loss being against, you know, the Niners.
Gotcha.
I guess my question would be, okay, so the Bills, what's their, like, who'd they play and what was their point differential? You know, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, like, we're going college on them.
I mean, they beat Miami.
We're not going college. We're going pro, saying the 49ers are 3-0, and they're about 7 plays away from being 1-2. But
correct. Or 0-3.
So I'm saying if the Bills have won 3 games 40-10, then that's been more impressive. I think that's what you're saying.
And I don't think they have, though, because they beat Miami by 10 in Buffalo, and they're the worst defense, the worst rated defense in the NFL.
Yeah, they didn't cover.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How about that?
That's right.
Yeah, I'll take a 10-point win.
Yeah.
Let's go to Vince is in San Francisco. Wants to jump in here. What's up, Vince? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, I don't care how we win. Mm. It's the NFL. Anything can happen on Sunday, right? We've all seen the movie. Who would have thought the Falcons would put up a donut against Carolina? I mean, I was not expecting Carolina to just blow them out of the water, and nobody has expectations for Carolina. So for the Niners to be 3-0 with all these injured players, I mean, a win is a win. Whether you win ugly or you win pretty, you blow them out or you win by one, it don't matter. is the NFL. Your top 1% professional is playing against the rest of the other 1%, right? Like, it's not, nothing is guaranteed. So, I mean, yeah, the Niners are hurt. We have upside. Mm. Teams are kind of showing their cards already, right? Like, we don't have Brock. We don't have Kittle. Bosa's down. Like, we're getting, I forgot the receiver's name, but he was suspended. He's done. So now DeMarcus, he's going to hit the field.
Yep.
You know, and I don't think anybody really expected to see CMC play the way that he's been playing. I mean, I feel bad because Kyle's going to run this dude into the ground. But if you got him and he can do it and he's willing to take those plays, I mean, we're going to pound the rock and try to take time of possession, which is Kyle's calling card. So, you know, but Goog, you keep talking about they got 80 pass plays since Max has been quarterback. I also didn't expect that either. I didn't think we'd go 40 pass plays a game. So, you know, who knows anything, really?
Yeah.
It's also really early. Still the first quarter of the season, you know. And Jacksonville is actually, they seem like a legit team. So I don't know where the, was supposed to be a soft schedule. It doesn't seem like it's that soft of a schedule because Arizona is every bit the opponent that we needed. So yeah. I think we're good. All we got to do is get into the dance and anything can happen once we get there.
Well, that I agree with. Thanks, Vince. Appreciate the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I mean, here's the other way it's fair to look at. If you think the schedule is a joke, I kind of do, well then, what would be wrong with a fan reserving their judgment till the playoffs if they make them?
No, I have no issue.
Like, I think there's going to be people, if they go 11-6, that are going to be saying the whole season, this is fool's gold. Fool's gold. And I got to tell you, like, okay, I'll be honest with you, you know, and we're having fun with Harry. Last year when the Vikings were winning, he kept saying they haven't beaten anybody. And whatever, I threw a couple teams up there. And the whole year he said, well, they've kind of been fortunate. Yeah. I guess he was, what'd they finish, 12-5?
Oh, they had a
Minnesota,
great season.
They had a really good year.
Okay.
Okay, and but I'm just telling you, all year he was saying Minnesota ain't it. And then he was like, you know what, they're probably going to make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to go anywhere.
See, I don't think that was that big of a stretch,
but
though.
He's right. Okay. And he, but that's okay. The way he's looking at the 49ers right now. So he could be right now, but we just don't know it.
And tell me, but he could be wrong. Give me something for this. Harry would also, and I don't know where he's at on this, is bigger than just what they didn't do in the playoffs, because I don't believe people were like, oh, the Vikings are going to the Super Bowl. But, Steiny, if I asked you, were the Vikings one of the surprise teams in the NFL last year, especially how they finished the year before, wouldn't you say yes?
It's a good question.
Had Minnesota doing diddly squat last year with Darnold.
Well, a lot of people don't have the 49ers winning the division this year. They have the Rams winning the division.
Now, I want to do a quick exercise with you and Kenny.
Yeah.
So, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield, it's just, I mean, he's revitalized his career, Stoney. They're 3-0. Of this other five undefeated teams, they have a lesser point differential when it comes to wins.
Okay.
Niners have 10 points, and they're three combined wins. That's the difference. Tampa Bay's is 6, Dr. J, okay?
But Meaning what?
Like, their three combined wins have come by 6 points. So every win has been, okay.
Gotcha.
The Falcons, they beat them 23-20. The Falcons, I mean, I don't know if you saw them get dominated by Carolina, okay? They beat them by 3. Beat the Texans, they stink right now. They beat them by 1. And then beat the Jets by 2. But I don't hear a lot of people saying, Kenny, oh, Tampa Bay's 3-0 is fraudulent. And those three teams aren't actually world beaters. And the Texans and the Falcons, my neighbor bet on them, I know stink. So why aren't the Bucs getting that Niner treatment?
Well, I mean, I think that's the point, though, because like how did the Bucs win those games? I mean, they almost blew it against the Jets last week with the blocked field goal, blocked punt, whatever. Right. And then they had to make that comeback against the Texans where Baker ran for 20. That's my whole point. I'm actually supporting you, Goo. I don't know if you hear that. I'm supporting what you're saying, though, because you can't go by what they've done against certain teams. You go by how they won those games and the fact that they're 3-0 because of that.
I also think Like, I have a theory, and it is
share it.
The first games of the season, they mean so much less than from the middle of the season on. Now, you get credit for the same amount of wins.
Yeah.
A win is a win is a win. But I'm sorry. This is the way I believe pro sports, for the most part. And I get it. It's football. Every game counts.
It does.
I'm sorry. Teams aren't veteran players in the NFL. They don't play in the preseason. Like the teams we're seeing now aren't really indicative of the teams they're going to be in 3 weeks. Like
I feel like you're describing the Ravens, who are 1-2, but
like I think they're. Here's the other thing. Okay, I saw this. So what's okay? People say, give me the number on teams that start 1-3 that make the playoffs, because I'll tell you right now, it's going to be low. Right, 10%. I'm telling you right now, whoever loses the Ravens-Chiefs game this weekend will make the playoffs.
Oh, okay. I believe that.
And I believe that pro players now look at, I get it, every Sunday, game's important. But I got news for you. 17 games is a long season. And I believe teams use the first month to ramp up and to...
I hate that, but I believe you're right.
And to become the team they're going to become. So... Yeah. I don't think any team right now is really who they are. I just think we see it all the time. Like who looks right? Best team in football first 2 weeks? Packers. They were the Packers.
But wouldn't that give you more confidence for Niner fan to be 3-0 and not rob them of doing what you're talking about?
Yes and no. I mean, yes and no. Maybe the Cardinals are going to be a better team in 5 weeks.
But the Niners could be one of those teams, too.
Maybe, but maybe they're not. Like, I'm just saying... That's why, to me, that's where I look at the 3-0. I don't take a huge amount out of it because I don't think teams are who they are. But again, you can't, these two wins that they got, they're going to be two wins in week 11 and week 13 and week 15. So better to win these games lose these games. And they have. Let's just maybe not read as much into these first four games as the next four games, let's say, games 4, 5 through 8.
And I hear you. I swear I do. And that's why Harry, I think he would be hard-pressed to find any of the six hosts that have said the Niners are going to the Super Bowl predicated off of their 3-0 start. Like, that's a shot at all of us because we've seen the game. We know a play here, a play there. It could have gone a different way, but – I think where Harry gets off the bus is we're focused on the positive and the growth, especially from this Niner team, where last year you were losing close games like this.
Maybe he still thinks they're a Super Bowl. But you know what? If you said to me, I do think the 49ers are a Super Bowl contender, I wouldn't sit here and be like, you're high. Because they have a chance to win the division with the schedule they have. So they're going to be in the mix. But does being in the mix automatically mean you're a good team?
If you keep stacking chips, which are wins.
Yeah. See, I get it. Like, some people, it's not going to be enough how many games the 49ers win this season, because what's going to be their most impressive win? It's got to be week 5.
Rams.
If they can go down to the L.A. and win.
That's a Thursday night game.
That'd be their biggest win of the year, I think, no matter what happens.
You think that would mean something to Harry, though?
I don't know. It's a good question.
It should, though. Not change at all, but like, okay, maybe they're on to something. But see, nobody's selling Harry that they're headed to the Super Bowl, Stoney.
No, but I think a lot of people think that. I think right now, if the 49ers didn't make the playoffs, people would be really disappointed. Disappointed. Carter's nodding yes.
And I guess what
Harry's saying is,
I'm not
convinced this is a playoff team yet.
But when Willard asked us at the summit, didn't you say you saw 10 win? But
that's I see 10 wins.
That was my number.
But if somebody sees less than 10 wins, then they think that something's going to catch up to the Niners at some point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.